20 after 7. Uber plans to test what they are describing as a safety feature that lets passengers and drivers record their conversations and share them with Uber itself. Test run planned to start next month in Brazil and Mexico. Dr. Matt Collins, QC, Victorian barrister. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What are the laws about recording conversations?
Well, you can record a conversation that you are a party to for your own purposes, but you can't communicate it to anybody else without their consent. So Uber will be able to do it, provided that everyone knows when you get into an Uber that they are doing it.
Okay. Does the Uber driver have to warn you when you get in by either a sign or verbally, hey, when you get in here, I'm recording everything you say?
Yeah, exactly. A bit like when you ring, Telstra or some other company and they say, this call will be recorded for quality assurance purposes. That's the way in which they get your consent, because at that point you can either choose to continue with the conversation or you can hang up. With Uber, once you see the sign, you can either get in the car or you can choose not to get in the car.
Okay, and once it's recorded, though, they can't share it with anyone else without your permission?
No, they'll have your permission. So, no, once you're in the car and you know you're being recorded, you have consented forever to them using your conversation.
One of the most famous examples of a conversation in an Uber was the conversation between Peter and Carl Stefanovic, which was released to the media by a skunk of an Uber driver who was never held to full account. Has he broken the law?
Well, there are different laws in different states, so I can't speak for New South Wales, but in Victoria, unless the boys knew they were being recorded, then yes, that would be a breach of Victorian law.
Okay. So it's... what about recording phone conversations between you and someone else?
Yeah, now that's really complicated because that's federal law, not state law. And no, you cannot intercept a telephone call without the other person's permission. So I can hold my phone with the recorder on in front of the phone, and that's under state law, and that's okay without the other person's permission. I can't use it without their consent. But I can't put a tap on a phone, even if I'm a party to the conversation, because that takes me into the federal sphere.
Okay. There are apps that allow you to do that.
Yeah, don't you love Australian law, huh? What a great country.
Hey, Matt, don't you realise that you're being recorded now and this will be kept in our archives forever?
Yeah, for quality assurance.
That's right. Matt, lovely to talk with you. I think it's the first time we've spoken to you not in your capacity as the head of the Bar Council.
Yeah, I was a peacock, now I'm a feather duster.
Good on you. Dr. Matt Collins, QC, Victorian barrister.